Get a hearing test at any hearing health center. I did. They're in Chicago, Park Ridge, Highland Park, Naperville, or Oak Brook. Use the promo code LISA and your hearing test will be complimentary. Call 833-GO-HEARING or book online at hearinghealthcenter.com.
The movie Clueless, how many times have you seen it, if you've seen it?
I think once.
I saw it
isn't
once
that
also.
Like 20 years ago?
More like 31 Ooh. Years ago. Yeah.
Wow.
It was a huge box office success in July of 1995. The budget was $12 million. It made $88 million, starring Alicia Silverstone. It was only the second movie she ever did, but it was a huge success. Also, Paul Rudd plays her, I think he's former stepbrother in the movie and love interest. They are, after all these years, they're going to do a Clueless sequel, a sequel series now. It'll be on Paramount Plus, and Alicia Silverstone will come back with us playing Cher Horowitz. Variety says it has a 6-episode order. It'll begin production next year, set in the present day, and will follow her character dealing with her daughter during her high school years. So I'm kind of eager to see it. I remember enjoying it when I saw it all those years ago. But I haven't seen it since. But it's like Paul Rudd's, you know, he's a pretty big star now, but he was, you know, kind of secondary role in the movie.
Yeah, I love him. I really do.
I love him, too. And I like Alicia Silverstone. She didn't have a lot of probably bigger roles than that after that, but she's done 2-3 movies every year since that time.
And you were talking a few weeks ago about why they're coming out with, they're not calling sequels,
right,
but
they have every kind of, you know, reimaginings and postquels and this quel, that quel, yeah.
You know what I watched last night? The Devil Wears Prada 2. I know, I'm late, but I loved it.
How many are you? I guess only Ron Brown can give brownie points, but how many points out of 5 would you give it?
Well, I say 3 or 4.
3 out of 5, okay.
Just because, you know, I love the people in the film. I love Meryl Streep. And who's the Italian guy? Oh, my gosh. I watch his show where he goes to Italy. Stanley Tucci.
Stanley Tucci, yeah.
Yeah, God.
His show's good. Yeah.
Yeah. The one where he goes to Italy?
Yes.
Yeah.
He eats all those yummy things. And he wrote a book about all his eating adventures that's in my pile of books to read.
Oh, nice. Okay, Kevin Wells, what do you have for us today?
So, Lisa, I know we wanted to talk about this earlier. Got a little sidetracked fixing up some things in here. But that Shohei Ohtani card that you were talking about, I believe last week while I was on the show.
Yeah.
Well, guess what?
Somebody found one.
Someone pulled it and already sold it. I don't know who pulled it. According to this ESPN article, it's already been sold for $10 million to a collector in Florida by the name of Matthew Allen. He's a pretty high-profile guy. He's a principal owner of Secure Collectibles alongside the couple other guys who work on Shark Tank, Kevin O'Leary and Paul Warshaw. So the one-of-one Shohei Ohtani dual gold Logoman autographed card with part of his jersey in it was pulled out of the Topps Chrome baseball pack at his card store, Boca Sports Cards in Boca Raton, Florida. And he purchased it for over $10 million. So where does this stack up in terms of cards that have been sold and the highest figures that have been paid for them? It's third behind the $12.9 million card for the 2007 Upper Deck Collection dual Logoman autograph of Michael Jordan and Kobe Bryant. One of one that was sold in August of 2025, also to the same store. So this guy's got some money on his hands.
Well, you gotta figure he's probably ordering thousands of packages. And I've seen when people walk into these stores, I actually was with my nephew. They walk in and they buy like 100 packages. They rip them open. They look for the good ones and then they toss the others aside and just go, whatever, I don't want them.
Yeah, that's essentially how this goes. One of my good buddies works in a card shop in the western suburbs. And he's taught me all about this. And he has people who come in, buy a ton, and then kids who come. And that was what I was hoping. I was hoping a kid would have pulled
this card.
But we don't know. I don't know who pulled it. All I know is Matthew Allen has bought it for over $10 million. And it's the third highest figure ever for a sports card sold. The number one was the one that was almost $13 million that was autographed by Jordan and Kobe. And then number two was a 1952 Topps Mickey Mantle card with a 9.5 grade that was sold in August of 2022. There was one of LeBron and Jordan that sold for about $10 million. So the card business is fun, but man, you got to have some serious money to be getting collectibles like this one. There's no question.
Now, there's another one out there because this Topps Chrome set that was released on July 22nd promised two Ohtani cards, and they come with the patch and they come with the autograph. So right off the bat, before anyone even found a card to buy, there were people offering $3.5 million for it, knowing it would be worth more than $10 million. So,
yeah, I do think there are a couple slight differences with it because this one says one of one. So this one must have two. It has two gold patches on there from the uniforms that Ohtani was wearing in his MVP seasons in 24 and 25. And he also signed it. But there's probably another one.
Yeah, there's two ones of ones.
Okay, so the other one probably has his jersey and a signature, but it's slightly different. But, I mean, that one's also going to be worth probably close to the same, right? I mean, Ohtani he's the greatest baseball player we've ever seen, probably going to go down as the greatest baseball player to ever play the game. So his stuff is super valuable right now. And it seems like baseball cards in general are like their own form of currency.
And Pokemon.
Yeah, Pokemon
yeah,
too.
Yeah,
Yu-Gi-Oh, all of them.
Well, I bought some of those cards today. I didn't even know if I was buying the right cards, if it was the Topps Chrome or whatever. But I'm at CVS and I'm checking out and I've got to put a package in the mail for my grandnephews. And I'm like, I'll just buy a set for $20, which I'm sure these sets probably sold for 40, 50, maybe over $100, right?
You know what? That would be fun, and probably depending on what's in there. But you know what would be a really fun little segment for us? What if we, the next time I'm on here, let's do this. Let's all get a pack of baseball cards, tear through it, and see if we can get a winner in there. See if we can get a fun one. I think that would be we all go in on a pack, one of the big Topps collections, and we try to see if we can pull a couple that are worth something. I think that'd be kind of a fun segment.
And the winner
only
gets all
you
the gum.
Would know if they're valuable. I would have no idea.
I would just phone. I would phone a friend, like pawn
Good.
Shop. My, you know, like Rick and pawn. I got a friend who can check this out for me.
Perfect. All right, Drew is filling in on soundcheck for Mary Vandeveld this week. She's on vacation. What do you have, Drew?
Well, we had Ron join us earlier today talking about the Anthony Bourdain's biopic, Tony. And I was curious, does anyone have any favorite TV chefs or anyone in food media that they idolize? For personally me, when I grew up, it was Emeril Lagasse. I remember watching that with my mom.
Yeah.
And then while he's not a chef, I always loved Alton Brown from Good Eats. A big fan of those shows. But a new name has entered the ring of food media. Anyone want to take a guess?
Who is it?
No, who is it? Yeah.
Robert F. Kennedy Jr.
What?
Yes, our Secretary of Health and Human Services has...
Is he cooking roadkill?
Yeah. Cooking a bear's head?
Not yet, actually. I was checking out the episode. He's actually cooking up salmon in his first episode of The Real Food Show. This will be on YouTube, and it's to... to help promote the new food guidelines in America. His first episode featuring Chef Andrew Gruhl. And while I don't know when the schedule when his scheduling is out, the next one will feature Robert Irvine from Dinner Impossible.
Is he wearing a shirt or is he shirtless?
He's wearing a shirt and an apron that says The Real Food Show on it.
Mm. That's a pretty good idea for a health secretary to do a food show. I'll give it to him on that one. That's look at all this healthy food I'm cooking. Look how to do it. That's actually it's a pretty good business venture.
Really, he should be paying attention to the lettuce that's bad and figuring out a way that the rest of us aren't getting diarrhea.
Well, there's how to work it in. Don't cook with this lettuce.
His idea of healthy, I think, is his track record is questionable.
So far, and again, I'm not too far into the episode, so I don't know how it goes by the end, but as of right now, he is kind of just standing there while the chef actually hosts and just gives them some, sous chef tasks to do.
I got to tell you, I love that you said Emeril Lagasse because that was the first real chef that I attached to. And now something's going on. He can't even believe it because social media is lit up with all of his old episodes. And they said something has happened where a new audience has discovered Emeril Lagasse.
I can tell you why.
Why?
He's a meme. People are making him. People are grabbing little snippets of his. So I'll try
bam,
to.
Or let's kick it up a notch.
Let's add a beer. To me, we're going to add a beer. So they'll just clip that little 5-second thing and the caption will say, me on my lunch break or something like that. And all these videos are going viral of him saying. And it did revive my interest in his cooking videos because I used to watch those with my mom too, Drew. So.
Well, he just shared a video last week, and it's him looking at his phone, scrolling on his phone, looking at old clips of old shows, and he's like, and it says, point of view, you find out you're trending on the internet. So he's even surprised. That's fun. All right, news coming up next from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom.